Would you walk me back to my house, Frank?
Of course. It'd be my pleasure.
Frank took Lara's arm, and they began strolling up the boardwalk. They were greeted by merchants and customers alike as they walked slowly up the town's main street, and received many curious looks.
People are gonna talk about this, Lara.
Let them. I'm used to people talking about me.
Huh?
We'll discuss that some other time.
As you wish.
Hey! What the hell is that?
Frank and Lara turned to look.
Is that a woman riding that mule astride?
Yeah, and she's carrying a shotgun.
She looks like a... well, a witch.
Close enough. That's Alberta Davis, from a little town called Deweyville.
What in the world is she doing here?
Looking for Val Dooley, I imagine.
Why?
She's sweet on him.
Val Dooley is sweet on that pathetic-looking person? You can't be serious.
No, Lara. She is sweet on him.
How do you know all that?
It's a long story, believe me.
You simply must tell me about it sometime.
I see you, Val Dooley!
He thinks I'm Val Dooley.
Oh.
Val Dooley, you whore chasing no good!
Did that woman just call me a whore? The nerve of her! How dare she?
I don't believe she was specifically referring to you, Lara.
I'll give that skinny trollop a piece of my mind! You'll pay for toying with my affections, Val Dooley!
Alberta leveled the old repeat shotgun.
I'm not Val Dooley, damn it!
How dare you curse me!
I believe that woman is going to fire that weapon.
I hope not.
I waited for you, Val! I waited and waited, and you left me in the lurch, you sorry piece of white trash!
Now hold on, Alberta. I tell you, I am not Val Dooley. I just look a lot like him.
Alberta put her heels to the mule, and the mule started running.
Oh, hell.
Damn you!
Frank grabbed Laura and jumped through the door of the barbershop.
Here's one more to remember me by, sweetie!
What the hell's going on? Who is that crazy woman?
Alberta Davis. Her brother is the sheriff over in Deweyville.
Woman called me a whore.
Well, her brother damn sure better come get her before somebody puts some lead in her.
The shotgun boomed again just as Frank was getting to his knees to look out the window. The buckshot tore off the hanging sign in front of the boots and saddle shop and sent the owner scrambling for cover. Marshal Tom Wright came running out of O'Malley's general store, and Alberta spotted him and swung the shotgun to bear.
You see here, lady. We'll have none of that in this town. I won't tolerate such nonsense. Now you put that shotgun in. Oh, shit!
Tom hauled his butt back into O'Malley's.
You're a menace, woman!
You can take any remarks you have to make and shove them up that fat ass of yours. Sideways! Now get!
Alberta turned her mule toward the barbershop.
Is that crazy female coming over here?
Looks like it.
Well, do something, deputy!
You want me to shoot her?
Well, no, not really, but can't you talk to her?
I'll try.
Alberta! It's me, Frank Morgan.
Liar, liar, pants on fire! You're my Val, that's who you are!
I'm not Val Dooley. Alberta, I can prove it.
Never, never! You're my Val, and if I can't have you, no one will. Get up!
Alberta put her heels to the mule's side and loped away. She was out of sight a moment later. Marshal Wright stepped out of O'Malley's and cautiously looked all around him, just as Frank and Lara came out of the barber shop.
Frank! Do you know that woman?
Her brother is a sheriff over at Deweyville. Davis is his name.
That's Val Dooley's hometown!
Are you all right, Lara?
I'm fine. That was quite an experience, Frank.
Do you want me to see you home?
No. I've changed my mind. I believe I'll do some shopping instead. But thank you for saving my life. I'll think of some way to repay you.
No need for that.
Oh, but I insist. I'll give it some thought.
Frank watched her slowly sashay away. He pulled his eyes from Laura's retreating figure as Tom stepped up onto the boardwalk.
I'm gonna get a posse together and try and catch that crazy woman, Frank. You take care of things here in town.
All right, Tom. Be careful. Alberta is... unbalanced.
Well, that ain't exactly the word I'd use, but I reckon it'll do.
The marshal walked away, heading for the livery.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.